This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
All right. This next report makes me really, really angry because it was 100% preventable and 100% premeditated and admitted by these monsters. So, guys, find me the UN food director a year ago saying this is going to starve 286 million people to death. Thanks. Now it's happening. The left loves it. But first, here's a very important clip from American Journal, weekday mornings 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here at InfoWars.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith.
Just look at Endgame. I watched Endgame this weekend for the second time, really dived into it. I mean, it talks about everything now. I just recommend everybody just watch that and pray.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing you can do right now is to make sure that you pray and that you just stay focused right now because they want to attack your mind.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest tool that you have, and you must. Oh, my kids are trying to break in on me. That's the greatest thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Congratulations to you, too, Harris. I have a 1- and a 3-year-old, so.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Yeah, matter of fact, I can let you hear him real quick. Yeah, I hear him.
Okay. Oh, I hear him. All right. We'll let you go.
I'm going to go ahead and go. Vitamin, mineral four, lung cleanse, the D3. Man, get it, everybody. I appreciate you, Harrison. I'll talk to y'all soon, man.
God all right. Fantastic. Y'all. Thank you so much, Trey. All right, Trey's got to go take care of his kids. Good stuff, man. Really amazing stuff. Some, you know, people get it. And it's like banging your head against the wall. And, you know, the thing I always said about Alex Jones was, you know, when he's out there sort of being bombastic, being loud, I mean, it makes people uncomfortable. But what he's yelling is the bombs are falling. We are under attack. So while it may seem crazy, this guy's running around, you know, flailing his arms going, we're under attack. It's like, yeah, but what if you could hear the bombs? What if you could see them careening towards your village about to explode and obliterate all of you? Wouldn't you also be running around screaming? Isn't that the correct response, actually, if you're under the threat that Alex Jones is talking about? And now that the bombs are falling around us and dropping and exploding, everybody's going, there were bombs falling this whole time. Oh, we were under attack this entire time. Who knew? Why didn't anybody tell us? That's sort of the situation. I used to say, you know, if you don't like Alex Jones, you have to recognize the bombs are falling, and being outrageous, being loud, being angry about that is the correct response, is absolutely the correct response. The fury and anger and energy that comes out when you understand the threat that you're truly under, it is absolutely appropriate and actually necessary. And now the bombs are falling. People still don't get it. Their houses are being blown up, and they're like, and Alex Jones guy says bombs are falling. Just like, and they still don't understand. So, all right, well, but we'll keep trying. We'll keep pushing out the message. We'll keep trying to awaken them. And once they're awake, let them know, yeah, the bombs are falling, but we've got a bomb shelter. It's called Liberty. We have a shield, a magnificent iron dome protecting us from the bombardment, and it's called activism. It's called human engagement. It's called the freeing of the human mind from all forms of tyranny over the minds of man. It's called the First Amendment. It's called the Second Amendment. It's just that we've allowed these bulwarks to be undermined. You know where that term comes from, right? Undermining a wall of a castle, undermining defenses. You literally mine under them to disrupt the foundation and collapse a wall so you can then get in. That's what's happened with our bulwarks. Every aspect of the facade that protects our liberties has been dismantled for a long time. So now the attack happens. Once the wall is down, the troops invade. That's how war works. Information war and regular old-fashioned war. So I'm so glad that that people out there realize that, and that I pray for discernment on behalf of everybody else out there that doesn't seem to recognize.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food with the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm going to lay it on you right now with just one story that illustrates an entire universe of information. And this is how my brain works. And as the Bible says, the people perish for lack of knowledge. I took off Saturday. I took off Sunday. Spent time with my family, with my children. And I said I'd put my phone away. Wouldn't get on the computer. But I got some phone calls. Had to go get something off of the email. And I go and can't help it. I just want to see what the enemy's up to. I type in CNN.com. And boom, it shows New Delhi. And it shows Indian cities, and it says they're having to burn bodies outside. There's so many bodies. I go, wait a minute. India's always, for thousands of years, especially the Hindus, get rid of people via, rid of their bodies via fires. And I knew about the normal death numbers and statistics in India. And so I went and did an hour of research just to refresh my memory. And sure enough, the sites of cremation they were showing are the public areas. But they don't just burn people individually. They burn poor people in big, giant, mass piles. So they're CNN fear-mongering that India's in this big, giant crisis, and there's all this incredible fear, and we better take all our vaccines here because everybody is dying in India. They've got an oxygen tank deficiency, and the U.S. military is going to fly over there to the aid of India to save them because COVID is so real. And then I spent more time this morning going and drilling through about 2 hours. Got up at about 4 a.m. I got a whole giant stack of articles. I'll show you right here. I can spend the next 3 hours on this. Where they actually admit that there's massive deaths in the millions, millions. They estimate over 2 million extra Indians have died of malnutrition. That means you get skinny, you get weak, you get sick, and then any virus or bacteria can kill you. That's what malnutrition does. That's all the Soviets had to do was send you to a gulag and not feed you enough, and you just die of any regular cold. So I'm going to get to that in a moment. But they estimate, and I've got the numbers right here, that an extra 2 million Indians have starved to death during the lockdown. And that millions more are set to starve to death. And that people are going into sex slavery to pay their bills and all this. And that's known fact. But now when people die, they don't even test them. They're just saying they've got COVID. And then when they go burn their little shriveled, skinny bodies that starve to death, under the lockdowns and under the breakdown of the supply food chains, they tell you it's COVID and then continue the lockdowns and intensify lockdowns, which then cause more people to starve to death. See how it works? And by the way, the left hand or the right hand doesn't know what the other one's doing. The UN food director says the lockdowns are killing in his words, 10 to 20 times what COVID is, even if you believe the inflated COVID numbers. So this is not even debated that the lockdowns in the third world are starving people en masse. And now Biden can be the savior to send aid of oxygen tanks when what they need is food, they need vitamins, they need minerals. Yeah, that was early on in April last year. They went up to 200 plus million, they said, was starving to death. World Food Program warns at least 30 million people could die of starvation during pandemic, not from the virus. And now you look at the people and the dead bodies. I watched it last night and this morning, and they are little and they are shriveled. They weigh like 90 pounds. The men weigh 90 pounds. The women, they weigh 70 pounds. And they are burning them. Now, let me go over these headlines for you. I'm going to move quick. World Food Program's David Beasley, he's the head of it. We have a clip of him in a moment. Warns of dire famines in Africa, Mideast, Asia, if COVID-19 supply chain damage continues, and also in India. World Food Program warns at least 30 million, just showed you that. So 130 million people could starve because of the lockdowns. That was a few months after April. The numbers went up. Now it's up to 280-something million. COVID-19 could see over 200 million people pushed into extreme poverty. New UN development report finds starvation. That's the UN.org. Instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis looms. New York Times back in April last year. And we made a big deal about this. You made a big deal out of this. And so top scientists came out and said, and even the UN envoy on COVID said, we should end the lockdowns. It's starving 10 times the people that COVID's killing. But they never really ended it. So here we are watching people starve to death from malnutrition. They're saying it's COVID. They're lying and saying, look, they're burning people outside because there's so many dead. They always do that. They're lying to you at every level to then use that fear to keep the lockdowns going there and here that make us become poor and make them die. Yeah, even there's the Washington Post. Lockdowns will starve people in low-income countries, but they don't care. He goes on. So, COVID. Delhi announces lockdowns as India cases surge. This just came out a few days ago. So more of the lockdowns that cause starvation. Go in your house and starve to death. That's all they're doing is depopulating India, and their government is going along with it. You see that? The virtue signaling dumb liberals with your dumb mask and your dumb checkpoints and all your crap. New Delhi announces lockdowns as India cases surge. It's just, the cases surge. Is the fake PCR test. And here it is, the State Department Memorandum 200, 1974, Henry Kissinger, on how to starve to death and how to kill the third world 47 years ago, the year I was born. So let's keep moving through this and this death sentence. And, of course, they're going to get us here now. They're going to shut us down over the next few years. They're going to start starving us. They're already announcing you won't get meat anymore. I mean, this is a real dystopia. These people aren't playing games. Coronavirus, India's lockdown turning into humanitarian crisis. German news, DW. That's from 6-8 months ago admitting mass starvations. Millions already starved to death. Lockdown or starvation, poor economies weigh impossible choice. Foreign policy. Even the left admits this but goes ahead with it, you monsters. Lockdowns will starve people in low-income countries. Washington Post, again, over a year ago. But a year later, they're not telling you why there's all this death. Oh, no, the virus did it, not the starvation. Did the lockdowns in America kill people in Africa? Answer is yes. Tens of millions in India face calamitous situation due to the lockdown. March of last year, a year ago. And now they're dead. Millions dead. Got the numbers right here. UN warns number of people starving to death could double amid pandemic. NPR. May of last year. 130 million people can starve because of the lockdowns. And then the latest numbers are 280 plus million. A tenth of the world can go hungry while crops rot in fields because everything's locked down. Bloomberg. COVID-19 linked hunger could cause more deaths than the disease itself. New report finds. Time magazine. They even tell you, but then go ahead with it. We'd rather die of COVID than starve under the lockdown, they say in India and Africa. And boy, are they starving. COVID-19 lockdowns. 8-year-old dies of hunger as family struggles to make ends meet. The Wire. Feel good about yourselves, leftists? Well, you're like, well, there aren't too many people. Exactly. It's about your sick power and your control. UN warns of biblical famines as coronavirus threatens to leave 36 nations starving. And what do? Including India. It's the number one nation per capita death. They say it's COVID-19 and then scare us back. So a year ago, it was China doing all that kabuki theater with all the fake stuff in the streets. And then hyping up the regular thousands of deaths, and they have those big cities of 15, 20, 30 million apiece. And then now they're going to have us all locked down again, watching the Indians starve that we're helping starve to death. Raped in India. Minor girls forced to trade bodies during lockdown. Now we'll show you the rest of the fraud when we come back and explain how this can be defeated. But this is a mass crime against humanity, killing way more than Hitler, Stalin, and Lenin did combined. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is incredible. The left doesn't care about third world populations. They want them dead. They're a eugenics death cult. They want everybody dead. They're murdering criminals that must be stopped.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kissinger document that's public about killing the third world using starvation and dumping toxic waste on them. Might want to go read it. But I get it. You've got green hair and you support Apple that runs death camps in China and you're gay, so it's okay. Well, I don't care that you have green hair. It's not impressive, and I don't care what you're doing with your ding-a-ling. The issue here is that the American people had ancestors that fought for basic freedom. That's why we're told that all day how bad we are and how we're evil and how we can't be the model of anything, because communist China has to be the good guy now. And they have to dictate how we're supposed to live. And in India, that has a huge population, the second largest in the world, their elites have the same attitude about needing to depopulate. And maybe you can argue that that's the case. But don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. They're killing these people. And they have cut their food off. And I just showed you your precious New York Times and your precious Washington Post, if you're a leftist, admitting all of this. And so then CNN goes, look, they're burning bodies outside because there's so many dead bodies. And there are an increase of dead bodies. And they're calling them COVID, but they're always burning bodies outside. But there's been an increase in bodies, several million, that they admit have starved to death. And now there's another lockdown that will cause more starvation yet again. This is depopulation. So if it was wrong when Hitler did it, it's wrong when Klaus Schwab does it, it's wrong when Bill Gates does it. But I'm not just going to blame all the trendy authoritarian eugenicists left. They're just cannon fodder. They're just brainwashed. They're just in a cult. Where are the Christian leaders? Where are the conservative leaders? Where are the members of Congress? This is a serious issue. Yeah, they found CNN 10 years ago complaining, look, India has public mass burnings of dead people. This is bad. Carbon dioxide is poisonous. You can't burn bodies. When that's part of the life cycle on the planet. And yeah, they use the ash for fertilizer. But wait a minute. It's the exact facilities, the exact places that they're now showing you, going, look, they're burning bodies out of the open. It's like War of the Worlds. It's like I Am Legend. It's like The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, where they're burning bodies. Look at it. That is the prescribed place in that city where they burn the bodies. Look, there's lines of them lined up. Yes, because they're dying from starvation and old age, and a mix of things, because there's 1,300,000,000. In fact, I forget the population. I think it's 1,300,000,000 now. Will you guys please look up India's population? China's what? 1.5, 1.6? So it's just lie upon lie upon lie. Most of them are dying of starvation from malnutrition. That's the reality of what's going on. All right, let's continue here. Overhead shot, please. India, coronavirus, bodies piling up at Delhi crematoriums as human remains burned next to the pavement. And then these are just the open crematorium areas with the pavement around it designed to do it. Oh, it's by the pavement. They're burning them by the side of the street. They defecate the street there, too. You know, I've never been to India, but I've got friends and family been there. And I know a lot of Indian folks. They tell me they're never going back. They're proud of their Indian heritage, but it's a hellhole. India is a hellhole. One of our crew members once on their vacation went alone, and he was walking through with Shikari Jackson. He's writing a comic book about India, He was enamored by a Slumdog Millionaire. And he was just walking through a street, and he fell into like 7 feet of sewage just through the ground, just through what looked like the walkway. And so they can show you images of that. Oh, it's bigger than I thought. I said 1,300,000,000. It's 1,391,000,000. And so, yeah, they're like, yeah, we got to lower the population. Well, they're trying to do that now here to us, ladies and gentlemen. They're importing third world populations that they control and now forcing the farmers off of the land. So let's continue. India coronavirus, bodies piling up at New Delhi crematoriums as human remains buried next to pavement. Open air cremation. There's articles demonizing it, saying they shouldn't do it. But CNN is telling you it's a new thing. India's burning issue with emissions from Hindu funerals. 95% of cremations in New Delhi still open air using wood. Oh my gosh, evil wood. Hindu cremations. Big breakdown of that from a university. This is the reality of how they lie to you at every single level. And yes, could we industrialize India? Could we educate them? Could we slow the increase of their population? Is the earth not sustainable at some levels? Absolutely. But the globalists are suppressing new technologies. And the globalists fly around in their private jet airplanes and live lavish lifestyles and openly say they want a post-human world, want to get rid of humans entirely, and say we're a failed species because they're psychotics that have a bad attitude and are projecting their own self-loathing onto us and are not the people to carry this out, even if you believe their arguments. These arguments are an excuse to carry this out. And so now you know why they're giving you the vaccines to sterilize you that aren't vaccines. Now you know why they're covering up the fact that it's killing so many. Now you know why they're euthanizing the old. Because there's an agreement between governments worldwide to kill the poor people and the old people and then use the fleeing poor that are starving the third world to then rush us. We're then organized and brought into the United States. There's a National Geographic story from, 5 years ago complaining about the big mass burning pits in the cities where they burn the people. Incredible. Not a new thing. CNN lying to you. But not just CNN. I typed in India cremation. There were hundreds of CNN, ABC News, NBC News, National Geographic, NPR, just everyone reporting that it's the end of the world, openly burning bodies, blah, blah, blah. COVID's killing everybody. Oh, my gosh, worst thing we've ever seen in the world. And meanwhile, it's the mass starvation from a lockdown and a new one that's gone in. So let's just be honest. The globalists are murdering millions of Indians. Let's be honest. They're murdering millions of Africans. Let's be honest. They're murdering millions of Latin Americans and millions of Middle Easterners and millions of Asians. And they're doing it. And their argument is they're doing it to save the earth when the globalist own admission is a post-industrial world where they trigger the crisis, they trigger the collapse, and then bring in total world government with AI control, with combat robots policing us in a post-human planet. And where even the rich in America and the world will be made poor and only a tiny super elite will have wealth. The globalists say, after all, that's fair. They're going to kill everybody when they're done. So I nominate Bill Gates, and I nominate Prince Charles, who heads up the Great Reset, and Klaus Schwab to go first. I don't wish you any harm myself. I'm not calling for violence against you. I think Bill Gates should publicly hang himself. I think Prince Charles should publicly hang himself. I think Ted Turner should publicly hang himself. And if they would all go to one of their ranches and just have a public international thing and say, we want to kill you, we want to save the earth, we're going to start with ourselves. And if Bill Gates just took an ice pick and just started ramming it in his throat, ah, you hate humanity, with blood spewing, I would say, well, I respect that man. Maybe he's right. Then we can have the drones launch with the nerve gas and start the operation, which is the final mop-up operation, which I told you about a long time ago. Now they're admitting it. The drones are ready with the nerve gas for you and your family. We'll be right back. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Poisoning us with fluoride, GMO, mutating our genetics. destroying our future, and at the very end or the beginning of their takeover operation, they admit, we want a post-human world entirely. We pray to the God of death. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I am very, very thankful that you have joined us here on this live Monday broadcast. And I want to illustrate what's happening in the third world, the engineered collapse, the engineered starvation, the engineered war, the engineered death versus Hollywood and the left and all the rest of them, the big banks, the big media, the big tech, giving $10.6 billion to, quote, Black Lives Matter groups as a smokescreen. What did Brandon Tatum say? He did a great job on British program just a few days ago. In fact, maybe I didn't watch the show last night. I know I sent it over to Owen. Can you guys grab that Brandon Tatum clip that I sent over for the show yesterday, please? He was on British TV. Thanks. Well, I want to play that next segment. They said they've ridden in on a wave of dead black people. That's what Joe Biden's done. That's what they've all done. That's absolutely true. And so they use a few dozen black people, maybe shot wrong or whatever. Okay, I'm sad about that. To cover up massive killing of old people, massive killing of people, period, all over the world, but particularly in Africa. And you try to tell some virtue signaling leftists that, and they'll just laugh at you because they don't care about really being nice or being good. They only care about playing us off against each other so these globalists can steal the future. And all these PR people and media people and tech people are auditioning for the globalists to be henchmen in the future nightmare dystopia. They know there's an extermination coming. They know there's a depopulation coming. They know the one world government's here. And they are all auditioning to Satan to try to prove how good they are in the implementation of this mass culling that Prince Philip called for in five different interviews. So they're going to tell you they're taking your guns and your free speech and your privacy for diversity. They're going to tell you they're getting rid of your borders for diversity. They're going to tell you they're brainwashing your kids for diversity. They're going to tell you they're running your life for diversity. But really, they're enslaving you with ruthless megacorporations and communist China and all of its mass murder as the model. So let's start playing some of these clips. This is Regina King, some actress that won an Oscar, who's all pissed off up there. The angry look at face because she's a good person and she's up against those bad white people. And I tell you, if there hadn't been the proper ruling, she'd have been putting her boots on to march against those white people. She'll never march against Bill Gates or Hollywood. She'll never actually stand up for any black people. No, she'll just make millions of dollars and wear fancy $5,000 dresses and drive around in Ferraris and fly around, you know, private jets, and then bitch about evil America that produced so much wealth. She lives like this while Africans are starving to death by the tens of thousands every day. But she's not going to go to Africa and see how they live. She's not going to go help anybody like the Christian missionaries. No. She's going to sit around and bitch about some cop making $52,000 a year. Here she is.
Ah, it has been quite a year. And we are still smack dab in the middle of it. We are mourning the loss of so many. And I have to be honest, if things had gone differently this past week in Minneapolis, I might have traded in my heels for marching boots. Now, I know that a lot of you people at home want to reach for your remote when you feel like Hollywood is preaching to you. But as a mother of a black son, I know the fear that so many live with, and no amount of fame or fortune changes that. Okay?
All right. So, 14 black men wrongfully shot by the police a year. It's the rarest way for a black man to die. More than half of black men die in their mother's womb getting chopped up. But she doesn't say anything about that because she's so good. She's an actress. They tell her what to say to divert while they're killing everybody. That's what's so sick about this. Oh, we got to help India. They're dying over there because we're starving to death. Oh, we're going to have to march on the white people and burn down our own neighborhoods. Here's another one of the idiots up there getting an award, telling people that there's an epidemic and disproportionately police shoot black men when it's actually the other way around. Here it is.
On average, the police in America every day kill 3 people, which amounts to about 1,000 people a year. And those people happen to disproportionately be black people. And, you know, James Baldwin once said, the most despicable thing a person can be is indifferent to other people's pain. And so I just ask that you please not be indifferent. Please don't be indifferent.
I mean, that guy's literally up there wearing a clown suit. He goes, police shoot 3 people a day? The police shoot and kill 1,000 people a year? I mean, how many black babies do they abort a day? Thousands? He doesn't give a damn. It's a bunch of Hollywood pedophiles and scum up there shaking their asses, hiding behind black people. And you've got all these Oscar winners up there bitching and complaining when millions of people are starving to death every few months from the COVID lockdown and a new one's on in India, but you don't care because it's not the prescribed thing you're supposed to say. Well, here's video. Here's video, ladies and gentlemen, out of Tennessee. And this police officer, you know what, I'm going to come back from break and I'm going to get to this because I've got to find my article. There's so many damn articles here and so much happening. This is just crazy, though, to watch this unfold. Before I go to break, ladies and gentlemen, we have some very exciting news, and I mean extremely exciting. One of our best-selling products is turmeric. We have the 95% curcuminoid ultimate turmeric formula that is now back in stock after being sold out for almost 6 months. You notice it has a white cap instead of a black cap. You can't even get black caps with everything breaking down in the economy and the factories breaking down. That's why we're in financial trouble because we can't even get the products in you want to buy. But hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We got Body's ultimate turmeric formula for your inflammation, for your immune system. Back in stock. The problem is we got a limited amount. Just like VasoBeats, concentrated beet extract that creates the nitrous oxide in your blood and your body. That's so good for your heart, so good for your liver, so good for your brain. Incredible detoxifier. This is one of the strongest concentrates you're going to find. We can tell you because we shopped around. This is the strongest curcuminoid out there. 95% curcuminoid. We could buy turmeric for 10% the cost of this, and it would still be great for you. But the average is 5% curcuminoid. This is 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of these are 50% off and ProstaGuard, 50% off back in stock. A lot of folks don't just buy it for their prostate. Women buy it because it's good for all your glands, not just for men. And it has a lot of the vitamins and minerals that are essential. And so it's also a great multivitamin. It is back in stock, 50% off. And in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we are selling for one copy, $14.95. If you buy a whole bunch of copies, they're $3.95 a piece to give us gifts, and there's no country code on it. It plays anywhere in the world, and there's no copy guard on it. So I want you to make copies and tell folks it's the censored film. Play it on your DVD player. We got to go low-tech to get around the censors, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Network, Gimbalist and Gallup Jones. You just tuned in. I'm here 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays, head of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. And he was talking about the fact that I get upset, I get angry. Well, yeah. Because if we know the globalists are starving hundreds of millions of people to the edge of death, over 10 million the UN admits starved to death, that number is a 4 or 5 months old in just the last year, and India has millions starving to death, and it's even in the news, but then they go, oh, look, the people are dying from COVID, and they're dying from starvation. It's even in the UN literature, they admit they're dying of starvation and malnutrition, but then they say they died of COVID. And then that gets India aid, which isn't used to actually save the people. And a lot of folks will then say, well, there's too many people. But who are you to sign on to that and kill these people, folks? And again, the left and the minions of the globalists, they always pretend like they're part of the power structure. Like you're playing God. The average leftist knows the virus is overblown. They know the masks are a hoax. They are part of the guild of power, and they believe they're bringing in a utopia through all of this. That's how many evil people we've got in this country and in this world. that have actively joined with the bad guys. Now, I just played, if you just joined us, just some of the ridiculousness. I've got like a 5-minute compilation of black Oscar winners tearing down America, tearing down white people, talking about war, talking about the epidemic of blacks being killed by police. You mean the media grabs a few instances and runs it over and over again? And I'm not going to play this whole press conference, but I did watch the whole 15-minute video this morning. And they're asking the black sergeant, who's talking about the white cop that shot the black guy that had two butcher knives running at him, chasing him down the street, if the officer needs to be charged. The media's like, shouldn't he have used his taser? And the press conference cop goes, well, no, it's actually a lethal weapon. You don't want to do that. Yeah, somebody's running at me with two big butcher knives, and then I'm going to taser him. Most of the time it sticks in the clothing so I can die, so I can virtue signal. Brandon Tatum, as a former police officer, makes the point. We have an issue with people going crazy, white, black, you name it. People taking bath salts and literally eating their neighbors. All sorts of mental illness is exploding. We're becoming demonic. We're falling apart. They pull over a car. It's got fake plates on it. It's probably stolen. Before he can do anything, a guy with butcher knives jumps out, tries to pull the driver out. The cop thinks it must be a carjacking. They don't know the facts yet. It's a stolen Mercedes, it looks like. And then he tries to break in the cop car. The cop starts running from him, like 30, 40 feet back. And the crazy black dude chases the cop with a butcher knife. And the media is like, well, maybe he should get in trouble. And the media is still trying to cover up what happened in Columbus with the crazy black girl. This is the breakdown of society. Boy, there's plenty of crazy videos of white people going crazy and Hispanics going crazy. But the point is, when a black person goes crazy and the cops shoot him, it's the end of the world. Here is the video and audio of what just happened. Nashville cop fatally shoots a man, charging him with two giant butcher knives. Here it is.
Give me the air. Clarksville Pike, 32-36. He's got a knife.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Drop the knife! Drop the knife!
What are you doing?
Dude, what are you doing? Drop the knife! I don't want to shoot you!
No!
I don't want to shoot you!
No!
Hey, give me some cars up here. He's got a knife. Give me some cars. He's got a knife.
Drop it!
13 shots fired. Give me some cars up here. Clarksville Pike just passed Buena Vista.
I have seen...
Stay over there! Stay over there!
At least 10 videos the last few months of black people charging police with butcher knives. I mean, this guy could have run to the neighborhood. He tries to steal the police car. Then he charges the cop who's running from him, who kills him. And the media, by the way, wants the cop's head. Who would take a job like that? Where you're supposed to pull over cars that have fake license plates. You pull them over and a crazy guy pops out like Jack in the Box with two butcher knives and starts chasing you like he's Freddy Krueger or Jason from Friday the 13th. This is the mass mental illness. Brandon Tatum was on national British television and knocked it out of the park. He is going to be joining us next week. Here it is.
Mr. Larry there. Right, we can speak now to Brandon Tatum, a former police officer and founder and CEO of the Officer Tatum. Thank you very much for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
So we're going to talk about lots of the wider issues just in a moment, but first of all, just wanted to get your reaction to the conviction.
Well, first of all, I think most of what I heard on the broadcast all the way here is confusing to me. I think we're living in the twilight zone. This conviction, in my personal opinion, did nothing for our country. I mean, people are living a lie. I mean, this was one police officer, one person in the community. They found him guilty. This was the swiftest justice I ever seen in my life. The day after the film came out, he was arrested. He was tried. 10 hours of deliberation, he was convicted. I'm not really sure why people are acting like this is monumental. Also, he did not get a fair trial, in my personal opinion. There was a lot of obstruction that had happened. They paid the family out $27 million before the jury could be selected. I mean, they're going to have a case and appeal. So I don't know why people are celebrating, and I don't know why this is such a big focal point other than people are making money off of the pain of people in our country.
So you're objecting firstly to some of the things that happened around the trial, which now that there is a conviction, I think we should probably park that. But secondly, you're upset that there's an amalgamation here of a wider sense of a landmark case and this one specific court case.
Yeah, this is not a landmark case. I think people are, this is a political agenda. They're pushing lies in our country. Policing in America is not inherently racist. We don't live in a racist country. This was an interaction between a police officer that I thought did the wrong thing and a black man who was on drugs, high, resisting arrest, and ended up being killed by that police officer. That's as simple as it can be. The president of the United States got out and made a fool of himself trying to promote racism in a simple police encounter that the officer got convicted on.
So you reject President Biden's comments about systemic racism and it being a stain on the whole nation?
Yes, President Biden is an idiot, in my personal opinion, and he's just talking because he's a politician. Systemic racism, I mean, if you look at Joe Biden himself, you know, he spoke at a Ku Klux Klan member's funeral and did the eulogy of Robert Byrd. I mean, he is white supremacy and racism, if you want to say that is the case. And now he's the president. So if he really cared about white supremacy and racism, he should step down as the president because he's an exemplification of that very thing. These people are just running their mouth and they're not being honest. We don't have a problem with racism in our country. We have a problem with people not following the law. We also have a problem with politicians making up things so they can get reelected. And that's exactly what has been happening. That's why you never see anything change.
All right, the full video is up on Infowars.com. That's right. Foreign corporations are looting the nation. We're falling apart. And they'll use a few sad mistakes and a few things that go wrong to try to create racial division as a distraction from what's going on. But I'll tell you something. They admit that they're encouraging homelessness and drug use to break down society so that as the financial collapse happens, the public will put up with it. We're being prepared for total collapse. The CIA has had leaked documents on that. Today, driving to work, there are now homeless camps on every major highway on both sides everywhere. And I was looking at the homeless camps while I was driving here to the office, and I saw crazy-looking white people. And I'm not giving black people a pass. I'm just saying, talk about crazy. I saw a guy drop like a Folgers can on 290. Some crazy old white dude climbs down in the highway, almost gets run over on the other side, and then starts crawling back up the embankment. Looked like Day of the Dead. Looked like a zombie apocalypse. That's what the cops deal with all day. I wouldn't want to be a cop during the collapse of America, but it gets worse. They want everybody's guns during this collapse so we can't protect ourselves while the Democrats all have private bodyguards and Secret Service and the FBI and federal marshals, and they live behind big fences with the National Guard. By the way, this footage we keep showing, this is nothing. I'm going to go out with a camera. I can go out for an hour, and I can show you 10,000 tents in what do they call that? Time lapse. I mean, you'd have to take an hour time lapse drive around Austin. I mean, there's so many damn homeless people, and here's the deal. These aren't like hobos or just drunks or people down and out or veterans. They are out of their mind on hardcore drugs, running around like Day of the Dead zombie. Civilization is collapsing. We're a demon-possessed nation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.